Welcome to Mastering Logical Fallacies, the online course. This is the audio version of the online course presented at MasteringLogicalFallacies.com. For the complete learning experience, including multimedia presentations, quizzes, assignments, peer-to-peer discussion, instructor interaction, and more, enroll as a student at MasteringLogicalFallacies.com. My name is Beau Bennett, and I am your instructor for this course. I think it's safe to say that many people would admit freely that the English language is very confusing. It's very confusing because of the words that we use and the definitions that are associated with the words. There are many different words that have many different definitions that are very different, and there are many ideas that can be expressed with many different words. Now, the English vocabulary is something that's both descriptive and prescriptive, meaning that words are created by people using the words. And as more people use the words, they become official and they become part of our language. It's also prescriptive in a sense that somebody can define a word. It could be put in a dictionary and people will start using it because it's in a dictionary. So it goes both ways. Now, this is kind of interesting when it comes to the evolution of language and how we communicate, but it also does lead to a lot of different problems, and a few of those problems have to do with fallacies. A couple of the fallacies we're going to be talking about are the ambiguity fallacy, equivocation, and the use mention error. All three of them basically are surrounded by the same premise. It has to do with the confusion of words, the confusion of meaning compared to the deciphering of the message. So this becomes a fallacy mostly when it's deceptive, when it's done in such a way to deceive somebody. Now, it can also be a fallacy when it's not necessarily intended, but the person gets confused and believes that two words mean the same thing. Now, the difference between equivocation and the ambiguity fallacy, some people might say that there is no difference. It's the same thing. Maybe equivocation is just more of a specific term, and the ambiguity fallacy is just more of a generic term of what that might mean. However, I tend to think I see it more often when people say it's an ambiguity fallacy. It has to do with a phrase or a bunch of words or the way an idea is worded, whereas equivocation is generally more specific to a term. So having said that, let's go over a couple of different examples where you might find this equivocation fallacy or the ambiguity fallacy. One instance is in natural laws. When we talk about natural laws, we tend to equivocate the word laws with the laws that we make as people, as lawgivers. So therefore, somebody might come back and say, well, if there are laws, there are lawgivers, there are people who create the laws, but who creates the natural laws? Well, there must be a supernatural lawgiver. And that is fallacious because they're using two versions of the term law. There's two different meanings. There's the prescriptive meaning. So it's something that's prescribed, like when we're making laws, like judges may make laws, Constitution would make laws, and that's a kind of a prescription of laws. And then there's also descriptive laws, and those are the kind of laws we use in science when we talk about how something works or how something behaves. It is a law when it's proven to a certain degree of certainty. And of course, nothing's 100% certain, but when it's close enough, it becomes a law. And that's a descriptive law. There was nobody that said, hey, this is how it's going to work. In science, we say, how does it work? And once we prove that, then we call it a law. So it is a very different definition of law. So you cannot say logically or rationally that because one version of the law has a lawgiver, that the other version of the law would have to have a lawgiver as well. So that could be either classified under the ambiguity fallacy or equivocation. Either one will work. Another example would be theory. We hear this a lot when something is just a theory. This is the casual use of the term theory that is used by non-scientists and most people in the population. They say, hey, you know what? I've got this theory. Here's my theory. My theory is that the stock market is going to tank in the next couple days because I have this feeling in my bones or something like that. Of course, this is not anywhere close to a scientific theory that is very rigorous, and it goes through the scientific method and scientific process, and it gets tested and evaluated, and there's so much involved in a scientific theory that the two are very different when it comes down to comparing what they are. So when somebody says, you know what, evolution is just a theory, I think the best response to that is, yeah, so is gravity. And that proves the point that if you just think about gravity, it's pretty darn sure. It's a pretty good theory that it's not going to change anytime soon. But people are confusing the word theory. They're equivocating theory. So that is those are just a couple examples of equivocation and the ambiguity fallacy. And the last one that we probably want to talk about is the use mention error. And this isn't that common, and maybe it's more common in comedy, but you could still find it fallaciously used every now and then in argumentation. And that's when somebody confuses the word for the thing the word represents itself. So one of the examples that I have, it has to do with my son is made up of five letters. Okay, obviously, my son, my child, is not physically made up of five letters. My son, the word, is made up of five letters. And that is the use mention error.